is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Martin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up still, we're going to tell you about the TSA shaking down a Greyhound bus stop. It's not funny. We'll get you the details here in a little bit. But first, your calls. We will go to Corby on the line in Florida. You're on the amp line. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk about, actually, I told you wrong about the date about the video, the call screening, but it was actually September 3rd was the video, but it was about the San Jose police beat a unarmed college student and didn't even happen to look at his roommate filming it the entire time. Did you get a chance to watch the video, or have you heard about it? Or?
Yeah, I watched part of it during one of the breaks. What's the story there? You said he's unarmed, but from what I understand, they were after him for an alleged assault. So I guess they're trying to make it sound like this guy was violent with them somehow.
Apparently, one of the roommates, the hoe, was had some meat thawing in the sink, and the other one went in there and started doing the dishes with soap, and soap got on his meat, so they got into a dispute, and they say he pulled a knife. I don't know if that's true or not, but even the roommate said the response was excessive, but it's kind of, they were so entailed in beating this guy that I couldn't even beat a dog that was attacking me that many times after it was down. I mean, I would feel inhumane, but they just kept beating him, so it's quite,
enjoy. Watching the video, it's interesting because now most of them that are posted have a split screen where they've taken the video and expanded it so you can see it better. It's inside a house. It's sort of down a little hallway on the carpeting where it's sort of darkened.
Yeah, it's pretty far away. The actual beating, it's not easy to see it happening.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is the guy that was recording it was the guy who called the police, and even he said that this was excessive?
Yeah, in the newspaper where I read it, an ex-police officer reviewed it and said once he was handcuffed, that should be a felony when he struck him in the head after he was handcuffed. Because I've seen police training in movies and TV where all they have to do once he's down is put their knee on his back and handcuff him. You don't have to keep beating him once they're down. I mean, that's, they go above and beyond. And I want to talk about one time I was at a legal poker game in Houston, Texas, and the police raided the game, and it was kind of ironic that of 100 illegal games, it was the smallest one I knew of in Houston. But anyway, one of my friends was an older guy, and he had a pin in his leg, and he told the officer, hey, the officers all get down, with a gun pointed at my face. That's why I moved out of Houston. But anyway, the guy with the pin in his leg says, sir, I've got a pin in my leg. I'm getting down as slow as I can. The officer says, fine, take your time. Well, the other officer goes up and says, he said get down, and kicks the man down. And I had to carry him to his car, and he was, a big guy, but it was very, it's just so, they can just get away with anything. And I'm anxious to follow this case as to now they're suspended. They're not arrested. So it's the only career you can beat people. And when you're wrong, you get a vacation with pay.
That's right.
While they investigate. So
it's how it works every single time. Almost without exception.
Yeah, and even in some of these ambiguous stories like this one in San Jose, if the man who had called on the assault weren't the one who said it was excessive, let's say he wasn't there and the cops tried to get this guy and somebody else got the video, hypothetically, let's say. So it leaves it even more ambiguous. The video, it looks like they're hitting him even after they've got handcuffs on this man in San Jose. If you have private police forces that perform in this way, the standard, the curve under which the response to consumer demand would arrive would be much, much faster than with this government system where nothing happens.
Because there's no accountability.
Exactly.
Because as upset as you might be about what awful thing they've done, you can never do anything beyond just complain.
And even to bring in economics about this, too, one of the fascinating things that, the Austrian economists like Mises and so on came up with, and many others, I think, on the philosophical side, is that the free market provides the price mechanism whereby people can gauge how much they want to pay police for doing their job. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things is, okay, let's say we have the standard of, look, we don't like you doing this stuff to people, so we're going to go with a different company. We don't like this. We're private. We're a private society. You're gone. You're out of business. But in addition to that, you could say, how much are you willing to pay voluntarily for X, Y, or Z services? You have no standard like that here. Even if you work under the realm of, okay, we know it's something we can't get addressability on, but even the more fine-tuning of it is impossible. You can't get any sort of real response to consumer demand.
Right. You'll pay whatever they demand.
Yeah.
They demand what you pay them.
Absolutely.
And if you don't pay them, then they'll kick you out of your house.
Yeah.
And when you deal with the police
bids,
union is...
Sorry to interrupt, but in big open bids, it would be very... Every security firm that guards buildings now would do it probably a tenth of the price of what we currently pay to provide these great services for the people.
I'm perplexed by this. Is it too much to ask of people to say, look, you freely rely on the free market to provide you with the milk that you put into your body, and you generally don't worry about it? There are standards. You rely on the free market to help you decide on a large investment like a snowmobile or a car or something like that. And yet you're not willing to rely on the free market to help you provide things like plowing your roads or providing security for you. Is it just that the people have been brought up in this environment and they find it impossible to look beyond?
People have concerns in that area, and I it has not been tested. There's no feet on the ground, modern tests of what private security, in the sense of a police force, private security being used sort of against the society, that kind of thing. Because when you have victims, you have criminals, and those criminals would have their own private police forces too. And it's worrisome for people. And I think that, there needs to be some examples before people are going to jump in both feet. And
I think to draw a finer point on it, there are examples of private security forces at things like condominium complexes and malls, mm-hmm. and Disney World, for goodness sake. They obviously have their own security forces. But to sort of go into what you're saying, that is all, of course, hidden within the sphere of the legal state apparatus in which those things operate.
Sure. And so I think what we need to see, if you're going to see something like that, is a world where we have progressed to the point where people are willing to let others try something like that in a specific, maybe a specific geographic region, or people, trying their own services and opting out of the police services or whatever it is. But
that'd be nice. But right now, if you were to try something like that, you'd be labeled a competing gang and likely arrested.
Likely.
You can make one last comment.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you for turning me on to the anti-terrorist. I had never heard of him, and that's kind of amazing that there's so much information that until probably a year ago I was just not aware of, and I thought I was pretty, aware, pretty informed on things, but just from your show and InfoWars and YouTube, and just there's so much information out there that's just not, there's so many people are just in the dark to it. But the anti-terrorist, although I love all his videos, some of his ask questions of Southern police in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and maybe even Florida or other Southern states, you're going to end up in a jail cell or we are worse, because that asking questions will be, forgetting pleas get you 180 days. So I can only imagine what happens in other places when there's no one around.
I'm pretty sure the anti-terrorist, and again, this is a YouTube channel, I'm pretty sure that he will admit that it's very likely that you could go into a jail cell by taking some of
these
tactics.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought it was, thank you for me on the videos. But the H1N1 was very good. Your caller on Saturday informed me about it. It's a pretty good video. Everybody should watch it. But anyway, thanks for the
Corby, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The anti-terrorist is a very interesting character. He wears a black balaclava, so all of his facial features are completely obscured with the exception of his eyes and his mouth, basically. And he runs his voice through a voice processor, so it changes the way it sounds. And he has some very interesting things to say. I'm not saying that I believe everything that he says. In fact, he'll be the first person to encourage you to check all of his claims. But very interesting character. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, your calls about anything. Plus, the TSA seems to be targeting buses now. It's not the first time either. It's Free Talk Live. We'll explain.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecolablue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own Ecolablue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecolablue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecolablue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video to show. show that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. I get mine every day, actually twice a day, and that's where I do most of my show prep, freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls and then tell you about a TSA shakedown at a Greyhound bus stop. Michael in Kentucky, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Gardner.
Hi, guys. How are you all doing tonight?
Super. Hey. Michael, what's on your mind tonight?
Thank you for taking the call. I just had a police experience just probably 30 minutes ago, I think, and I had to get it on the radio as soon as possible. So there's a girl at the restaurant I work at that she had DUI the night or the weekend past, and she told me about it. And as I was getting ready to go, the same officer that arrested her was outside of the restaurant taking pictures of her car for investigating I don't know what. And she's getting very upset and, you know, visibly irritated that the police officer is harassing her.
Okay.
So I called my wife up. Asked her to get my video camera out to the business as soon as possible. And that's when the interesting thing happened. I got up there with my video camera and started videotaping. And this is, let me just say, all of you guys that have experienced this, it is not easy. It is very intimidating.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're all alone. Did you have somebody outside with you, or were you by yourself?
The boyfriend of the girl was out there already talking to him. And I was out there and got my video camera.
So,
and
point of info before you continue. Mm-hmm. This was the cop that had arrested the girl you work with. This was a couple nights, one night later or a couple nights later?
A few nights later. A few nights later. Friday.
Right. And he's out there taking pictures of her car. And how long did it take your camera to arrive on the scene? How long was he out there for?
He arrived. He started taking pictures with the camera phone. Then about five or 10 minutes, then drove off and came back with a better camera. And during that time, maybe 5 minutes while he was talking with the boyfriend, I got my camera.
So did you get any shots of him taking shots of the car?
Yes, I did. Right. Because what happened was he said he was all done with the investigation, and he looked at me, and he first just said hi. But then afterwards, he said, what's your name? And this is my first time of having to go through, and I basically said, you know, I do not consent to answer any questions.
Oh,
and
good answer.
You know, and because I've trained myself to answer it that way, but the police officers are not used to that here, and you can see by his facial expression it changed.
Do you consent for me to take my billy club out and pound you upside the head, son?
Yeah. So we went back and forth quite a bit. Like I kept saying, I don't consent. In fact, I did the Dave Ridley. I said respectfully declined to answer any questions to make it to where it's absolutely clear I'm not confrontational.
I mean, Dave Ridley likes to say, I mean no disrespect. Sometimes he'll start with that. I mean no disrespect, but I'm not going to answer your question. Excellent.
Yeah, and let me just say, I wish I was in New Hampshire tonight because, I mean, I'm moving actually in 2 weeks. I'll be up there.
All right. Congratulations.
But it was very nerve-wracking, and it got to the point where he said, you know, when a police officer asks you for your name, you have to give it to him. And I said, I kept going back and forth. He basically said, if you don't answer my question, I'm going to take you in and we'll find out your name. And
wow.
I have this on videotape, right?
All right.
And so I at that point, I asked, am I being detained or am I under arrest? And that's
excellent.
When he basically, I guess he blew up in his head and he turned around because my motorcycle's right there and he just called in my plates.
How did he know it was yours?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Well, I put my gloves down
on it,
you know, and this is a very small town. It's not like, you know, I think you could have figured out. I'm wearing a motorcycle jacket anyway.
Gotcha.
So he called it in, and I came out all clear, and then he asked for backup.
Wow.
And then after, in total, there were three police officers in total that came out for this.
Well, they sure are protecting society there.
Right.
Good job getting that backup for you.
This backup thing has nothing to do with the officer being in danger. It has nothing to do with him trying to do his job. It's all about intimidation. Here was a citizen who dared to say that he was not willing to give any information over to this police officer when the guy's obviously not conducting any kind of investigation. suspicion on any kind of crime.
Oh, no, he was investigating Michael.
Right.
What's your name?
What's the crime?
Yeah.
There's no need. You don't need to have a crime. They can just go and talk to people on the street.
You need to have probable cause in order to forcibly extract information.
Forcibly extract, sure, but it's not. He doesn't need probable cause to walk up to you on the street and say, excuse me, what's your name?
I don't need probable cause to do that either.
That's true.
But he, and in that, at that point in that position, he's nothing more than a regular a citizen.
Correct.
And therefore, using the government apparatus, as far as I'm concerned, is against the law. He's breaking the law. He's breaking the rules.
It was very scary because regular citizens don't throw other regular citizens in jail.
Right.
They don't want to talk to them. And so basically, they all just got around and started talking. And then it was a sheriff's office deputy that I serve at the restaurant routinely.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy actually made me feel more comfortable. Even though he was a police officer, I told him, you know, I can't. You're out on an investigation, so I'm going to have to, you know, decline to answer any questions for you. Any other night I'd speak to you, because of the circumstances, I can't talk to you.
Sure.
And then once it was all said and done, you know, they said, okay, we're going to be going, because there was nothing going on, you know.
Right.
And,
they just wanted to harass you.
And not the sheriff's officer, he had his dog murdered by the cops in this town.
Wow.
It was a big news here in Kentucky. Yeah, it was that the sheriff's deputy had the dog murdered by another department, a police officer. Police
right.
unit.
Talk about eating your own. So the sheriff, you get along a little better with the sheriff's deputy then.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and so, but like I said, if you've never done this, you make it look like it looks so easy on the internet. And it's not easy.
No, it's not stated. It's not easy because there are dangerous individuals, and they will get away with what they want, even if they are breaking their own rules. They'll get away with breaking their own rules, and you do have to be pretty concerned about it. And it is much easier to do it when you've got somebody backing you up, whether in person or whether you just know that there are other activists that are in the vicinity that could come to your aid, either at a court trial or just in general or actually on the scene. It makes it a little bit easier. But either way, it's still something where, you know, I'll still get flustered in a situation like
that.
Oh,
it's very scary.
And I won't really think of the best thing to say. And then later on in hindsight, like, oh, I should have said that. Oh, I should have asked that.
You also have to have very good control over your emotions in these circumstances. Because I can tell you that, you know, like I guess 9 years in prison sort of has me react in the fashion that when something's going badly for me, the fight or flight thing, that there's not a lot of room, you know, where I learned fight or flight, there wasn't a lot of room for flight. So I have this, you know, immediate fight response if things seem like they're life or death for me. And
why you don't cop watch.
To even watch the videos of police doing
your
this.
Adrenaline starts to pump.
I was visibly flustered. You know, I had a hard time keeping the camera steady.
Sure.
But I also had the boyfriend. He was giving commentary of the local situation in the little town. So it was very... I'll have the video up.
Yeah, post it up over on the Free Talk Live BBS when you get it on there. And thanks for the call, and congratulations in advance on your move to New Hampshire. I hope it'll be worth your while. I know it was for me. I thank you for the call tonight. More coming up, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing drinking water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And I want to thank everybody who's gone to gold.freetalklive.com and stocked up on gold and silver. Whether your reasons are as a hedge against inflation, as an investment, because gold and silver prices are going up these days. I check every day, and it seems to be that they're just going up, up, up. And doesn't makes perfectly good sense, considering how many of the Federal Reserve notes they've printed. Or whether you're doing it in case of some dire emergency. Thank you for supporting Free Talk Live, and thank you for supporting your family by getting gold and silver. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We also have a system where you can put a little bit aside every week if you don't have a bunch of money right now to invest in gold and silver. You can our system really is best for you to get 20 coins at once. That's the way the shipping's makes it most cost effective. So you can call this number and, you know, just put aside a little bit every week. 877-857-9938. Just tell them you're going for layaway for Free Talk Live. 877-857-9938. It's Midas Resources. Thanks very much.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It has happened again, as we predicted that it would. Back in 2007, we told you a story from the Indianapolis Star, IndyStar.com, wherein the TSA was doing security sweeps on the local buses there, the Indigo buses. And when we had explained this to you, it was something they were claiming they were doing across the country, called a Viper mission. We'll tell you more about Viper here in a moment. But after
we shared that story with you, even though the article said it was happening across the country. Nothing else came across my desk. I hadn't seen anything since that time. I presume these things are still going on. Maybe they were just getting reported in a minor fashion on a local basis. But today was the first day, or this weekend, today was the first day that that I had seen this story come back. And it is back. And this time it's happening in Orlando, where the Orlando Sentinel at OrlandoSentinel.com reports that Bryce Williams wasn't expecting to walk through a metal detector or have his bags screened for explosives at the Greyhound bus terminal near downtown Orlando, but Williams and 689 other passengers went through tougher-than-normal security procedures Thursday as part of a random check coordinated by the U.S. Transportation Security Administration. The idea is to keep off-guard terrorists and others who mean harm, thereby improving safety for passengers and workers, and inconveniencing nearly 700 people. There was no specific threat to the bus station on John Young Parkway in Orlando, although the TSA is best known for its agents at the airports. Best known. The agency's Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response, or VIPER.
Yeah, Tuesdays on NBC.
Teams stage periodic operations at bus and train stations, ports, and other transportation centers. Now, interestingly, we had Alex from New Jersey calling to let us know he was going to go down to, he was from New Hampshire, but he is originally from New Jersey, and he was going to take a trip down to New Jersey, and he was very concerned that he was going to run into some security when he was on the Greyhound bus, and that kind of blew him off. I said, it's pretty unlikely that something like that's going to happen. And then 2 days later, we get the story that the TSA has targeted almost 700 people that happen to be at a Greyhound station, so maybe it's not likely, but it's also very realistically a possibility, apparently, because these VIPER searches are still going on across the country, according to the TSA. They staged these periodic operation, and they began doing so back in 2006. Thursday's day-long event was the first at a Greyhound station in Florida, according to the TSA security director for the Orlando region. Ashley Hartman, age 23, arrived in the late afternoon from Tampa and was planning to transfer in Orlando to a bus bound for her home in Delaware. She told a security guard or a security agent about the stun gun in her book bag that she carries for protection, and officials at the terminal helped her ship it home, as stun guns are prohibited on buses, according to the TSA.
They prohibit it. Well, what if you need to protect yourself?
Jeez,
What is a stun gun going to do to... I suppose you could shoot the driver while he's driving and it would wreck the bus.
So their presence is actually putting more people at risk.
But
because the statistics, the chance of a terrorist... this is crazy.
I think you could also probably take a can of Raid and spray it in the driver's face while he's driving down the road, or stab him in the temple with a fork,
pencil.
Or take a pen and jab it in his eye. Likely, any of these things would cause the bus to wreck, as a stun gun would.
You could take your belt and loop it around his head and go, whack! Just pull it back on his head, around his neck.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. Oh, I don't know whether you can get behind him or not. They probably have some kind of plexiglass directly behind them. I don't know. Just a guess. But you can smack him in the face with a belt buckle.
Man.
Can you imagine just swinging a belt buckle 18 inches from your fist as you swing? Wham! Hit him right in the mouth? Oh, gosh, it'd be terrible.
Have you guys ever ridden on a Greyhound bus?
Yes, often.
I've been on them. I don't think I've ridden on one.
I used to go back and forth from college to home.
Wait a minute. You've been on one but never ridden?
A Greyhound bus?
Greyhound.
Oh, on.
I think I've walked onto them before. I've been on, charter buses, but never.
So you've walked on a Greyhound bus and then walked back off?
I think so.
Why would you do that?
I've certainly seen them, and I've been on lots of buses. Maybe I've been on a Greyhound. I think so. Because just to be able to say as a kid that I have been on a Greyhound bus, because it was very interesting.
Gotcha. It was just terrorist plans. They were foiled.
Where did you go to?
I used to go back and forth a lot. It was either Greyhound or there's another company called Vermont Transit. Vermont Transit is actually up here in New Hampshire, and they got shafted by the government of New Hampshire when a no-bid contract was given for all of those little parking lots that are put next to the highway for commuters.
Parking rides.
Yeah, parking rides. Some buddies of the governor got a no-bid contract to get all.
Was that Branson?
93. I don't remember. Yeah, I think that might be what it is. But good stuff. I did a Greyhound to Washington one time.
Good stuff. Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I went to New Orleans once on a Greyhound from Florida,
and didn't seem to me that the Greyhound bus stops were in good locations at all.
No, they're not in good locations. For
they're
me,
in pretty scary, in many cases, scary sections of town.
Yeah, I should distinguish. When I was in Boston, I used to go back and forth, and the stops were no problem, although there was one stop in Lowell that at night you didn't want to be there. That was a bad deal. But the Greyhound one that I took to Washington, that was an unpleasant experience. I will never, ever, ever do that again. That many hours and the places where you stop, highly, highly suspect.
To D.C.? Washington,
D.C.? Yeah, to D.C. No stinking way will
so
I do that again.
That's why this young lady likely had a stun gun with her, because she probably didn't feel in the safest of conditions. Being on a Greyhound bus means that, and my trip was safe. I ended up getting to where I needed to go to, and I'm sure millions of people do arrive safely at their destinations. But some of the places that you go to are very, very kind of shifty.
And hey,
and the people are also equally, if not more so, shifty that are hanging around there, and so I don't blame anybody for bringing something to defend themselves.
And let's look at the market response. As we said oftentimes here, you know, the markets respond to people's incentives for price versus security. So in this case, you get a pretty cheap ride, and yeah, you know, sometimes you might be going to some shady places. That's
sure.
Just the way it is. If you're hitchhiking, it's even cheaper, and it could be even shadier. You know, you have a graduated scale here, so it's incumbent on a person like her to take. They don't buy security for Greyhound. They're not putting security officers on there. So bring your own security. That's the way it works.
Apparently not anymore, because the TSA is saying that stun guns are prohibited on buses. The young lady that was victimized by the TSA in this case says, obediently, she says, "I think they have to have that with everything that's going on after 9/11.
Oh, man.
Said she, who was on her way home from a seasonal job running carnival games. Normally, two security agents are on duty at the bus terminal, according to the Greyhound district manager. They use a handheld metal detector to scan people and also inspect luggage by hand. She said, on Thursday, 50 officials from agencies including the TSA, Orlando Police, and the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents patted down passengers. Behavior and explosives experts and dogs trained to sniff out bombs and drugs were also used."
Behavior experts. I mean, what are behavior experts? If you don't shut up and get in line, you're a bad person. That's what their behavior expert says.
The cops, the brutes on police force, they're the behavior experts.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, I wonder how many people they arrested for drug possession while they did this, because I can tell you, I was offered marijuana more than a couple times during my travels on Greyhound. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus the Rebel, coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Just dial in, toll free, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can also shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you need. Get the stuff you want as well. And Gardner, you've got yourself a book that you're selling through Amazon. And
yeah.
It's called Live Free or Die.
Right on, man.
So that's one of the many millions of items that you can possibly order. And, of course, you can also get more Guard over at libertyconspiracy.com. He's got his own podcast. And you can also hear it immediately after this show if you're listening to our internet feed at libertyradionetwork.com.
Yeah.
So lots more Guard is available. LibertyConspiracy.com is the primary place.
Oh, yeah, ladies, there's lot more Guard.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can go over there and try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at AudiblePodcast.com/FTL. That's the only way to get the free one is AudiblePodcast.com/FTL.
Now, we're talking about a shakedown on the part of the TSA and their Viper Squad, which apparently includes the TSA, Orlando Police, Orange County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Customs Border Patrol agents. This went down in Orlando, obviously, so they got a multi-jurisdictional task force together, basically. 50 people invaded the Greyhound stop there, the Greyhound Center, for an entire day and essentially shook down every single passenger that came through. One young lady, 23 years old, was found with a stun gun in her book bag she carries for protection. To be fair, I guess it's good that they didn't arrest her or charge her with a crime for this. They just took it out off her person and they shipped it home. So at least she didn't have the stun gun stolen from her, but that's not saying much.
So who shipped it?
I'm sure she had to pay for it.
Yes, obviously.
This is just insane. This really gets me ticked off.
And
you know?
It should. The one thing that you don't hear, the unsaid in the story, right? They didn't follow, what was her name?
Ashley Hartman.
The carny gal.
The devil.
She's the devil. They didn't follow Ashley all the way back to wherever it was that she was going.
To make sure she made it safely.
To make sure that
raped.
She made it. Yeah, right. Made it safely.
Wrong.
And the unsaid in all of this is, you know, as this Viper squad gets, more and more into their little thing, fewer and fewer people are going to carry weapons to protect themselves on buses. And when you hear the story about the next gal who gets raped or beaten and all their money are taken at a bus station. I mean, you know, these things happen at a bus station.
Yes, they do. Somebody needs some
crack. What you don't hear is, well, maybe she would have brought the stun gun or the pepper spray or, you know, the little stiletto or whatever it is that she might have brought it hadn't have been against the rules. Because are these big, dumb TSA agents that are there doing the Viper thing, are they going to be there to protect her every time?
No.
No.
No way.
They show up at one station in a year and hassle people, or however often they do this.
Yeah.
They hassle people.
It's the first time they've done it in Florida, they said.
You probably have something like 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 300,000 chance of getting shook down by these people, which means that you have a 1 in 300,000 chance of getting saved by these people.
And hey, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And so if the average citizen out there is saying, oh, well, you know, they're checking us and they're very strict before we get on the buses, any of these public transportation things, which Greyhound is not a government-run entity. So it could have been, it might not have even been going over state borders. And they're still getting involved with this. I mean, there's a humongous constitutional problem here, but they're not even talking about that. But, you know, since necessity is the mother of invention, the inventiveness of the people who don't think that it's necessary anymore to say, well, we've got, you know, strong TSA protection, their inventiveness goes down regarding how they're going to protect themselves, find ways to get something aboard that will protect them. But the so-called terrorists who are out there, they have a completely different agenda, and they will do anything they can. They'll just get more creative to get destructive devices aboard these buses or whatever.
As though there's a problem with terrorists on buses in the first place.
Anybody who has a problem-solving mind has to do is go to one of these airports and realize how remarkably easy would be to get something passed.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know what it is that it takes to build some kind of gas bomb or something like that. I have no idea. But what I can tell you is that my water bottle is safe and the batteries on my laptop are not. So, I mean, you know, they put my laptop through. They're not going through these things and checking them to see if they run or anything like that. Sometimes they do, but it's very rare that they do. You know, if you wanted to blow up the plane, which isn't what 9/11 was about in the first place. 9/11 was about flying planes into buildings. So all you would have to do is secure the cockpit doors and maybe let pilots carry weapons or something like that.
Yeah.
This is entirely a different story.
You bring something to mind, Mark. When I was flying out of Texas, and this is a great lesson for anybody who's just starting to investigate the concepts of individual liberty and freedom and markets and how they're completely intertwined. I was flying out of Texas one time, and I wrote something down. I actually put it in Live Free or Die. I wrote it down, and I said, look, I'm on a plane right now, and the pilots who are flying this plane and the stewards and stewardesses, the flight attendants who are here, they supposedly have a right to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed by any government entity, federal or state or local. And yet, on this plane, they are prohibited by the federal government, and by the way, the program that allowed just a tiny handful of the pilots who might go and beg the government to let them, that's been defunded.
Oh, okay. One handgun went off in one cabin.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, one handgun went
because
off in one cabin.
Of the
but that
required,
wasn't the reason why they defunded it.
It certainly wasn't good press.
No, because it certainly
wasn't. Because of the required equipment on it caused this handgun to be sort of volatile.
Yes.
I don't really have it. Basically, to put the trigger lock that it was required on this required depressing one of the safety mechanisms that this particular, I think it was a Glock, had in order to make it, therefore, ready to fire. So the required safety mechanism made it more dangerous, and that's why it went off.
You guys are like a library for freedom here. This is insane. I can't believe you're remembering that. That's excellent. But what gets me is you've got a private company, Greyhound, and again, you can draw out the economic lessons that tie into freedom and our calculations regarding how free we want to be versus
how much we want to give up in security on a private level. And all of it really means that we're still free because we're making a free choice about what we're giving up. But when government is involved, we're not. And they try to pass it off as if democracy means you have had your say. No, that's bogus. It's absolutely false. So you've got a Greyhound bus, a private company that should have nothing to do with the TSA, and yet the TSA is getting in there and infringing on these people's rights to keep and bear arms. Now, if Greyhound wants to stop them from carrying firearms, then let them go ahead and do it, and people will decide, well, I'd rather go to a different company.
Well, and the Greyhound people do have a couple security agents that are wanding people at the entrance, but apparently, you know, that's not enough. The TSA brought in 50 agents and shook down the entire place. Now, they're claiming it's because of terrorism, but obviously this is a tactic that's not going to do anything to actually interdict any sort of terrorist activity because, well, first of all, it's not happening consistently. Not that I want it to happen consistently. It's happening on a very occasional basis. They mentioned it's the first time that they've ever hit a Greyhound bus stop in all of Florida in 3 years of allegedly doing these Viper interdictions.
And you heard about the TSA guys, how they racked up. Brian Ross did a great report on this on ABC when he switched over to ABC. They rack up a lot of their miles. The TSA claims that they have X number of miles flying, right, on airlines.
Mm-hmm.
They go between Anaheim and L.A. and Vegas. So San Diego, L.A., and Vegas. So they go back and forth and back and forth on the same flights over and over and over again.
Why do I care if the TSA is on the plane? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, not the TSA, the federal air marshals.
Okay.
The federal air marshals, they tell us, oh, well, you know, they're going to be, you're not going to know who they are. And,
right.
There's a chance that air marshals are everywhere.
On this plane.
Yeah, well, you know, statistically speaking, if you're not flying in one of those routes, the chances that you get the air marshals aboard
are
very, very low. Because they're racking their miles up on those little routes, and they go back and forth to Vegas and L.A.
So they live in Vegas and L.A.
Yeah, that's what they do, or San Diego.
This is an excuse to essentially shake people down for drugs, really,
is what this is.
Yeah. Indeed, they actually found, and don't forget the so-called illegal immigrants. They're also looking for them. Five people, in point of fact, were arrested in this one day's time for so-called illegal immigration charges. They didn't catch any real terrorists, but they caught a few brown folk that were trying to make a better life for themselves. Didn't mention any drugs, surprisingly enough. I would think if you had a Greyhound
floored.
Stuff. knives, glass bottles, knives and a bullet and the stun gun were also found. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up anything. I want to share a couple of the quotes from some of the victims in this case, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.